Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Anchorman, Bill Curtis, with a new podcast project celebrating the crucial role broadcast journalism has played in our nation's history. Bill is the host. Brian Williams is involved in this. And you've got kind of a who's who of broadcast journalism on this project, don't you, Bill?
Well, we do, Bob. It's an extension of the best-selling book that Joe Garner produced, which was We Interrupt This Broadcast. He had this great idea of taking the big stories and then asking the journalists how they got the news of that particular big story. It's a lot harder than one might think, but it's opening up, I think, a whole new area for storytelling.
Well, people remember where they were when a momentous story breaks, but they also remember who reported it to them and who they watched on TV, don't they?
They do. It's the moment of real trust. And in those moments when a viewer or listener needs the information, they're getting it from that person, and they'll never forget. I mean, that's how you earn your bones, if you will. You know, we'll be hearing things like the assassination and JFK. Is there another one? And 9/11.
You could do William McKinley, but you know, I think people are not old enough.
They'd say, "Who is that? The name of a school on the South Side?"
Yeah, you've got the moon landing on here, even the D-Day invasion. So you do go back in history. So is this a throwback to a time when most of us trusted all the news anchors?
I hope they still trust them, but it is the big moments. For instance, Aaron Brown was covering her in the seat when 9/11 happened, and he recalls that moment when somebody whispered in his ear, that's how we get our information, we're under attack. And suddenly it caused him to pause. Is that the United States? We're under attack? Wow. Am I going to broadcast that? And suddenly he was sobered up then to go about his business. We have Princess Diana, and you can appreciate that, you know, she is killed in that car wreck down in the tunnel in Paris. How do you get the news out of there? All the paparazzi are following them to the hospital. The palace has its own problems because it's trying to, you know, handle news reports when he doesn't have any news. That's the key. Mm-hmm. What do you say?
Yep.
And so the reporters, you know, have a really bad time, especially the NBC guys and the networks who are assigned and living there. But they've got to say something. That's the mm-hmm. definition of a correspondent. You're there. It's time to report, and yet you've got nothing. So,
what's the secret when you're working without a net like that, Bill?
Oh, you kind of go back and give the background and the lead up. You know all about Diana. You probably know where she was coming from, and even about the security, head of security that was driving the car.
Yeah.
So, but you don't know what mm-hmm. caused it. Was he drunk? Did the paparazzi
right.
cause him to drive into the abutment? So
we have Brian Williams usual. Here from the podcast series describing that fateful night. And August 31st, it'll be 24 years. Listen.
After dinner, Fayyad wished to transport Diana back to his apartment. The story was that's where he intended to present her with an engagement ring. But getting across town in Paris that night was another matter. The paparazzi are mostly on motorbikes, and to throw them off, Doty arranged for decoy cars in the front of the Ritz while the couple escaped through the back entrance. Inside the massive Mercedes sedan with them was the driver and a single bodyguard. But the photogs hadn't been fooled. They spotted the car at a stoplight and gave chase. With motorbikes buzzing in and around the path of the car, the big Mercedes headed to a riverfront expressway along the bank of the River Seine. They entered a tunnel at high speed. The driver lost control and rammed into a concrete support pillar head-on.
There's more in the episodes if we interrupt this broadcast, the new podcast series hosted by Bill Curtis. Bill, how can people find this and listen?
They can find it anywhere they get a podcast, Spotify, Apple, and just put it in. We interrupt this broadcast.
Bill, Walter Jacobson says, well, you remember him, right?
Do I ever.
Congratulations on the new project, and we will definitely check it out.
Thanks, Bob.
Always good talking to you.
We'll be listening.